Now we come to the principle of independent assortment. Until now we have been discussing crosses of one character alone. Mendel also did experiments with two characters simultaneously. In this experiment he was looking at the shape and color of seeds. One of the parental plants was true breeding for the dominant characters, round and yellow, and the other parent was true breeding for the recessive characters, wrinkled and green. The F1 generation looked like the dominant parental plant. They were all round and yellow. The F2 generation showed four different combinations: round and yellow, round and green, wrinkled and yellow, and wrinkled and green. After hundreds of these experiments, the math resulted in a phenotypic ratio of about 9:3:3:1. These ratios resulted in the hypothesis that in a dihybrid cross, the copies of each gene separate during gamete formation and then unite independently of one another during fertilization. That is how round can be associated with green and wrinkled can be associated with yellow.